The federal government's decision to approve the creation of one of the world's biggest coal ports near the Great Barrier Reef has outraged conservationists and the Australian Greens. Late yesterday, the Environment Minister Greg Hunt gave the go-ahead to the Abbott Point Coal Terminal expansion at Bowen in North Queensland, as well as the building of a gas processing plant on Curtis Island further south. Mr. Hunt says he's imposing very tough environmental conditions on the project. From Canberra, here's Samantha Donovan.
To turn Abbott Point into one of the world's largest coal ports, millions of cubic metres of spoil must be dredged and dumped near the Great Barrier Reef. The Federal Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, says after a rigorous assessment, he's decided to approve the project, but he's imposing some of the strictest conditions in Australian history on the development and the building of the gas plant at Curtis Island.
For Abbott Point, perhaps the most important condition is that any dredging would be limited to 1.3 million cubic metres of sediment a year. That is down from a 38 million cubic metre proposal under the previous government. We've also made conditions that dredging and any relocation can only be undertaken in a small window of opportunity, which the environmental scientists consider to be the best, from the 1st of March to the 30th of June.
Mr. Hunt says big improvements to water quality are also required as a condition of the projects.
There's a 150% net benefit requirement for water quality. It means that we'll make permanent improvements to the Burdekin and the Don rivers, which will mean a permanent net benefit to the quality of water in the reef. There's also a significant contribution of up to $89 million to the Reef Trust.
Greg Hunt denies his approval of the contentious projects will pose any threat to the Great Barrier Reef's World Heritage status.
Because what we've done is a three-stage process. Firstly, we have had the Queensland Port Strategy minimise quite dramatically the footprint of ports, which was considered as a fundamental issue for UNESCO. Secondly, we've put in place strategic assessments for the World Heritage Area and for the reef. And then thirdly, I have moved to make sure that we've already stopped 12 million cubic metres of dredge disposal into the marine park at Gladstone. In this case, we have reduced what would have been a 38 million cubic metre proposal down to 1.3 million cubic metres a year.
Queensland Senator Larissa Waters is the Greens spokeswoman on the environment. She says the environmental conditions imposed on the projects are a joke.
There is no getting around the fact that this is an environmentally disastrous decision that will threaten the reef, it will threaten the world's climate, and it will threaten the economic stability of Queensland into the future as it fuels climate change.
Do you think the World Heritage status listing may be under threat?
I think these approvals are an invitation to the World Heritage Committee to put the reef on the World Heritage in danger list. The Abbott government is doing exactly what the World Heritage Committee told us not to do. They are flouting the recommendations of the World Heritage Committee, and they're basically daring the World Heritage Committee to take that terrible step of putting the reef on the in danger list.
Larissa Waters says she'll move that the Abbott Point approval be raised in the Senate today as a matter of public importance.
Samantha Donovan.